This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 9th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I got a lot of news and information, clips I want to share with you today. I've got no guests scheduled. So we will have a little longer next hour for taking phone calls. I know last week we didn't take any phone calls. We had Monica Schaefer with us, though, and that was a really, really, really good interview. I thought we got some great information out. Got a lot of email from people that, to the best of my knowledge, have never contacted me before but heard that interview, wanted to share it. I emailed it out of the archives to quite a few people, probably the most I've had request that in a long time. So not going to go back over it. It's in the archive if you'd like to check it out, second hour last week, February 2nd. But, you know, to those that did listen to that and enjoyed it, all the information's on the internet. Go all the way back, and you can watch the videos on YouTube. I've done it. You can read various websites that chronicled the plight of Ernst Zundel. It's just such an amazing story, and then it takes you all the way through the Sylvia Stoltz and then forward to the Monica Schaefer political prisoners, information that most people are just, you know, they're just not aware of. Maybe one day I will dedicate an hour and just kind of go through and break all that down, because if that can be done to Ernst Zundel and his wife, if this can be done to Sylvia Stoltz, if this can be done to Monica Schaefer, and we're seeing such deplatforming. I mean, the full-fledged censorship of opinions that they don't like is in full swing. And, of course, mainstream media, of course, silent because they're complicit. It is strange times in which we live. I mean, if you would have told me, even just a few years ago, if you would have called into the show and said, you know, we're going to have governors openly declaring that it's okay to kill babies right after they're born. We're going to have states passing this type of legislation. We're going to have the media in solidarity going along with killing live babies. You know, you can have whatever opinion you want to on abortion. You can debate how late in the pregnancy is okay to have an abortion. Any of that, you know, I'm opposed to abortion, but I respect a healthy debate and listening to other people's opinions. But my God, as a society, as humanity, can we not come together and absolutely oppose the killing of a live little baby moments after it's born? I mean, the churches, if the church wasn't so dead, we would have marches in the streets totally resisting a move like this. But we don't. And to go along with that, you know, the whole complete absurdity of the blackface media-created hysteria that we've got out of Virginia. And, of course, it's fun to watch these liberals that promote political correctness then fall on their own sword, but you would think that we would be mature enough to view events like this from the perspective of when they happened. You know, they have moved, and I hate to even use the term, but they've moved the Overton window, and what was acceptable on TV in the 70s and 80s, they're trying to make, you know, absolutely not acceptable today, like showing the Dukes of Hazzard or something like that. But it's fun to watch, but it is amazing. Everything is about race. everything on TV is about race, and they want to keep us divided. That's why it's that way. It's not that they want to bring us together. They say they want all this equality and tolerance, but that's BS. They want this divide, and they are getting it, and they are getting it. And to recap a little bit of the week, you know, we had the State of the Union. I'm not going to go back through that, but we've got a story. Breitbart's running the story. Daily Stormer's running the story. And this really needs to – because I have no surprise here whatsoever. Look, the goal is to do to America what they have successfully done to Germany and are doing to the rest of the European nations. I'm going to have a Yellow Vest update too. They are protesting. It spread into Germany last week, and it is continuing. Isn't it interesting? Protest by the native population in Venezuela, that's good. That's great. Love it. Protest by the native population in France, that's bad. We won't even cover that. NBC News has not covered on the nightly news the Yellow Vest protest since, to the best of my knowledge, about December, like week one or maybe after week two or something like that. And the rest of the mainstream media, too. They got the memo to be silent on that. They don't want the American population to even be aware of how upset the native population in France is with the very same measures, by the most part, that they're trying to impose and successfully imposing on us. Well, here it is. You've been waiting for it. You know, you're going to get the brownout. It's just whether you get – it's like going to pick your flavor at a at an ice cream shop. You know, you're going to get ice cream. It's just according to which flavor you pick. It's almost as ridiculous and absurd as when the police, like, sell the guns back to the community so they can buy bulletproof vests. But here we go. Here it comes from Breitbart. And if they do make a deal, all these bunch of sellout traders in Washington, if they do make a deal to somehow get the border, just look at what all else is going to go into it. But here it is, Breitbart. President Donald Trump suggested that he's ready to ditch his Inauguration Day promise of a higher American economic policy. Even though thousands of auto workers are being laid off, millions of Americans do not have jobs, and many million of Americans cannot get better paying jobs, the huge policy shift in favor of employers and investors is emerging after Congress blocked his border wall and his border security reforms. And after the GOP-led Congress passed Trump's tax cut, it's fair to say that the president is abandoning his higher American policy, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. It seems Trump is changing tracks on the whole economic nationalism thing with Bannon out of the picture. It doesn't appear that he has a plan going forward. I suppose the other people in his cabinet are not too keen on the idea either. Also, going on the president's Twitter wall now, today it is my great honor to sign a presidential memorandum launching the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. So, yeah, that sounds like something we need to throw money at, don't it? Trump's statement also gives a green light to the panel of GOP and Democratic appropriators in Congress who are trying to overcome the partisan gridlock over the border wall and border security. The legislators are expected to draft a compromise by February 15th that can expand several migration-related programs which allow employers to import cheap temporary visa workers instead of hiring Americans at market rates. Trump is not only making it easier for appropriators to approve this guest worker increase, it seems to be that he's telegraphing to them that's what they should do. On Tuesday, Trump declared during his State of the Union speech, and all of y'all probably heard it, "I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally." On Wednesday, Trump reaffirmed the pro-migration statement when he was asked by a reporter, "So you're changing your policy officially then? You want more legal immigration?" Trump answered, "I need people coming in because we need people to run the factories and plants and companies that are moving back in. We need people. Our unemployment numbers are so low," Trump said. It gets even worse. Trump's pro-migration announcement prompted protests from a group of pro-Trump graduates who have organized to stop the outsourcing of the middle-class jobs in the United States. Protect U.S. Workers wrote as a group of American workers who have been displaced from their jobs and campaigned for President Trump and Hire America, Buy America policy, we are very disappointed with the approach he has taken by rewarding the H-1B visa abuse. We will not support the president if he continues to side with the H-1B foreign workers and with the big corporations. So you can go on Breitbart and read the entire story, but I'm here to tell you, and it's no surprise to RBN listeners, but it's going to continue one way or the other. Trump has really exposed the fact. I mean, the mask is off. The Democrat Party now is the cultural Marxist socialist baby murdering party of open borders. And the Republican Party is just a bunch of super cuck beta male wussy sellout traitors. That's what you got to choose from. Now, how about this? The mayoral task force recommends paying struggling Chicagoans $1,000 a month. Some Chicago families could start collecting a $1,000 check every month with no strings attached. That's the new proposal from a task force created by Mayor Emanuel. The idea is to break the cycle of poverty. The pilot program would give 1,000 struggling Chicagoans $1,000 a month. Supporters say people could use the extra cash to cover unexpected emergencies, increase their say, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, go ahead and start that, Chicago. I'm sure that that will work out, like, really good for you. That is totally insane. I wanted to get this in right here before we get to the break. Here through North Carolina, there's been a strange thing in the news, and this went all the way up the East Coast. I usually don't do stories like this, but I think it is really bizarre, and so I thought it would be a little break from the normal. So go ahead, Mike. Let's play video one. Local news here out of North Carolina.
Strange noises from an unknown location are keeping some Wake and Franklin County residents.
That rattle windows and wake people up at night.
Neighbors along the Wake County, Franklin County line contacted CBS 17 saying they've been hearing
loud booms are rolling through neighborhoods that straddle the county line.
It almost felt like a earthquake.
Elizabeth Elliott says it's been going on for at least 2 weeks, happening late at night or early in the morning.
We actually felt it / heard it this morning.
It's pretty big.
Some of her Barham Crossing neighbors are reporting windows shaking.
Les Radford says he's heard loud noises in the area before, but this is different.
Some neighbors say the boom is so loud it wakes their dogs.
I have no idea what it is, but I'd like to know.
Very interesting. Well, a spokesperson for the Wake County Sheriff's Department said they had a deputy sit out there a while recently, but he heard nothing. But just after he left, there was another report of the loud boom.
The pitter-patter of rain upset drivers, hurried pedestrians, and tired rush hour commuters. All normal sounds in a bustling Philadelphia.
Well, did you hear it? A mysterious boom rocked South Philadelphia.
This mysterious boom, though, anything but normal.
I was asleep, pretty deep sleep.
It was just this loud noise that woke me up out of nowhere.
It felt as if my house was kind of shaking.
My dog's ears had kind of perked up.
Different South Philly neighbors, same time. 1:52 Tuesday morning, a loud boom rocking South Philadelphia.
I didn't have a good idea of what it was.
What else could produce that loud noise?
Many living south of Washington wondering the same thing.
Essentially, I shot out of bed and went to look right outside my house to see if there was an accident, because it really felt like it shook my entire house. So sure enough, I didn't see anything. So I took, to social media just to see if anyone else was searching for this loud noise.
We did some calling around, starting with both the Philadelphia Police Department and the Fire Department. It remains a mystery to them as well.
So still a mystery in South Philadelphia tonight.
What it was or is. If we knew, we'd tell you.
Or if it's coming back.
Right? Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it, but I keep hearing people talking about it.
I heard it. I was like,
you heard it?
Yeah, I had no idea what it was.
Well, obviously.
I'm not alone.
No one else does either.
I'm not going crazy. That's good.
Right?
That's good.
There you go.
Well, what is it? That's the question many folks are asking.
She says the mysterious boom shook the foundation of her house and scared a few of her neighbors. We've had it to shake the house before, but not so much. We even have a little dog that jumped. That never happened before.
Reported hearing an earth-shaking boom.
So this isn't the only time folks have heard a loud boom in this area. We went to the Jackson County 911 Facebook page. Look at some of these comments. Reread. This is the second time. The first boom was last Friday, I think. Look just below her comment. Carla, it felt like the ground shook along with the boom. Check this one out. Manuela, it could be transformers blowing up. And then Clyde, he said, I heard it too. I live in eastern Jackson County. I thought the neighbor's house might have blown up. Whatever this loud boom is, it certainly has the town talking.
Yeah, there's no reports of damage. Nobody seems to know what it was. So it's kind of like very puzzling.
I don't know. Could be Ghostbusters. I don't know. I have no clue what this is.
The mystery continues in Boomtown.
All right, that was news media from actually from North Carolina, from Philadelphia, from Arkansas, and Kentucky, all in the last really week and a day. I think it started Friday of last week. Have no idea what it is. Throwing that in there just because you may not hear that anywhere else. I don't know if anyone else will be covering that. I'm always surprised when local media here is covering something like that, and they all did. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't dig too deep in those type of conspiracies or whatever, but I thought it was certainly worth a mention because it is, I mean, this one is really, really, really widespread, covering a lot of area. And local media is covering the story. Like I say, that's North Carolina, Philadelphia, Arkansas, and Kentucky local media covering that. Now, how about this? This is the one that just keeps on going. I mean, just gets more bizarre as day by day. And Rents.com's got a whole section dedicated to the Las Vegas massacre. You can go there and you can read this story. I'm just going to read a short segment. You've really got to watch the videos, which are not radio friendly for this, but NeedToKnow.News carried the story as well. So here we go. I'm reading from NeedToKnow.News. Newly released video of the mass shooting in Las Vegas on October 1, 2017 shows that just prior to the dramatic moment when Metro Police charged through the lobby of the Tropicana Hotel with automatic weapons drawn and pointed at customers at the slot machines, they attended to a man who had been shot in the head with a pellet gun. Another video shows police talking about other victims, including witness Jesus Campos, who were shot with pellets. Officers also reported being struck by pellets. And in another video, we can see a man who said he was shot in the head being turned away for medical help because he was not wounded badly enough. It goes on to say you can save time by not watching all these videos because this is a summary of what you will see. You will not learn who fired the pellet guns or why. The primary value of this evidence is that it contradicts the official narrative. And so now there are even more unanswered questions. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. You can look into it for yourself. But how about this revelation? And, you know, if you, the Jesus Campos now is saying he was shot by a pellet gun. So, I mean, you know, none of this in the mainstream media, journalism, in-depth journalism coming from the mainstream media into this. It's case closed. Remember last week I done the story. There was no motive they could find for the biggest massacre in American history. I've done a little rudimentary look. I haven't done a lot, but you can't seem to get any follow-up on Stephen Paddock's brother and what happened with him. So, anyway, I thought I would just throw that in. Apparently now a bunch of people were, as weird and crazy as it sounds, shot with pellet guns. And I, you know, I don't really know. Apparently from the timeline of this, this happened during or immediately after the gunshots rained down on the concert goers. I'm not 100% sure of the timeline of this, but you know, how many places can Stephen Paddock be? How many guns can Stephen Paddock shoot? what's the purpose of this? You know, some kind of diversion? I don't know. It stinks to high heaven. The government's version of what happened in Las Vegas is unbelievable. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio. This past Monday, February 4th, in the fourth hour on the Alex Jones Show, our very own Frank from North Carolina made it on. I got up this morning and looked at the GCN archive. It was the very beginning of that hour, and I wanted to play it. It wasn't there, and I wrote it down because I heard it live. It was the fourth hour, February 4th, at the beginning. Unless I got something wrong or was on the wrong one or whatever, I had just got up, but it was an interesting exchange. And for anyone that. If you can find that, email it to me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wouldn't mind playing that. I thought it was an interesting exchange on Frank's part for sure. But I couldn't pull that one together this morning. All right, here we go. It's a short segment here. Washington Times. This past week, after weeks of a shutdown-inspired filibuster, some Senate Democrats relented Monday and joined Republicans to advance a bill to give state and local governments a green light to penalize companies that boycott Israel. The Senate voted 74-19 to head off an initial blockade and clear the path for the bill to reach the chamber floor. Later in the week, the vote also signals that, barring a major dust-up, the legislation likely has plenty of enough support to pass. Democrats had been filibustering for weeks, with some objecting to the bill on policy grounds and others arguing they didn't want to deal with any other issues as long as the government was partly closed. Now the shutdown's over, those latter objections disappeared. Republicans called the bill a major piece of pro-Israel legislation. At its core, the linchpin of it is helping Israel defend itself, said Senator Marco Rubio, Florida Republican, who sponsored the legislation. The bill would reaffirm defense cooperation with Jordan, provide humanitarian assistance to allies in the Middle East dealing with the fallout of the Syrian civil war. It's really the war that we caused, and authorize military defense and loan guarantees to Israel. It tells our ally Israel that our commitment to its security is ironclad. It tells our partners in Jordan that we have their backs as they grapple with the flow of refugees that we caused, but it doesn't say that. And it makes crystal clear statement to the Syrian regime and those who abet it, your brutality needs to end, said the Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell. The most controversial part, though, was a provision to give state and local governments the ability to penalize and not do business with any companies boycotting Israel as a way to protest the country's occupation in the West Bank. Some companies from various countries have engaged in economic boycotts of Israel as a way to show solidarity with the Palestinians. Roughly 26 states have now passed laws against companies participating in economic boycotts against Israel. The state laws have been passed by leaders from both parties, blah, blah, blah. Some liberal activists, though, are protesting the bill's boycott provision, say it violates the right of free speech. There's people out there that think they have a right to free speech still. Isn't that amazing? I mean, this right here is totally unconstitutional, and I'm going to continue following it as it goes through the process, but this will be the law of the land. And I hope no one out there is naive enough to think Trump wouldn't sign it. It goes on to say that of the 19 members of the Democratic caucus who voted against the bill, five of them are potential 2020 presidential contenders. I don't see the numbers. It don't say. I guess probably all the Republicans voted for it. But I just wanted to get that in. It's not enough that the states are passing the bills, and over half the states have already passed it. It's got to be done on a national level so that nobody, no companies, nobody has the right. That is amazing. You don't have the right to boycott a foreign country economically. Think about that. Just think about that now. You, as an American citizen, with your own business that you, you know, probably started from scratch or whatever, inherited, it doesn't matter. You have all this patriotism, and you're always having to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you know, you're constantly propagandized that you have all this freedom, but you can't boycott a foreign country, a foreign nation economically. You know, you're not trying to wage any kind, but you know, everything's promoted to boycott. You know, the baker that won't make the cake for the homosexuals or whatever. Then it's all of this constitutional rights, all this freedom of speech, you know. But in this case, not only your state legislatures, but your federal government, your representatives to the federal government, with all the problems we have, the best they can come up with is to pass legislation, make laws, preventing American companies from the from boycotting Israel. If you want to do business with the big federal government of the United States, if you want some of this fiat that we print, well, by golly, you've got to be a good little submissive slave. You must comply. You must submit. It's just my, and you know, no coverage of it. Nobody even knows. Even people that think they keep up with the news, you know, because they watch Fox News or something, totally oblivious to this type of legislation. And you know, we done the whole hurricane in Texas and the paperwork you had to sign to get disaster relief. I mean, this is not going to end. This is really just the beginning. You know, I've talked about the whole anti-Semitism definition and the march that's on with that. Any criticism is going to be criminalized. You just wait and see. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back on the alternative media fair and in the studio. Someone did send us the clip from Frank on Alex Jones. We'll play that at the top of the hour to give Mike time to get it all set. We've got some Mark Dice coming up here shortly too. I hate to get into religion, but I'm going to have to do this story because Pope Francis likes to parade around and tell everybody to be a good little globalist and take down their walls and build bridges and all that complete bogus nation-wrecking advice that he goes around parading like he's some sort of authority. And I know a bunch of people love the Catholic Church, and I don't know why, and I don't care. You can worship whatever you want to. I believe in freedom of religion, and if you believe in freedom of religion, I believe, you know, then people should have the right to have whatever religion. If you love the Catholic Church, if you like the Pope, what have you, but how can it be that this person is, and this religion is somehow reverenced as some sort of authority to go about giving advice on morality. I don't understand. Here we go. Pope Francis' public admission that priests have used nuns as sexual slaves and may still be doing so marks a new chapter in the abuse crisis rocking the Catholic Church. This was Yahoo News. This was, you know, that would be considered mainstream. It is the first time that the Pope, but also the Church as an institution, has publicly admitted this abuse is taking place, and that's hugely important. Lucetta Scarraffia, editor of the Vatican's Women magazine, told AFP on Wednesday. The pontiff on Tuesday said Catholic priests and bishops had been sexually abusing nuns, and that his predecessor, Benedict XVI, had dissolved a religious order of women because of sexual slavery on the part of the priest founders. Well, I guess, you know, if there's any, I always try to look for the silver lining, you know. Everybody knows that I try to be an optimist. And I guess, you know, the silver lining is here, they're not all pedophile fags. They're not all pedophile fags. Some of them are just nun-rapers. Nun-rapers. God. The church has suspended several clerics, and the Vatican has been working on the issue for a long time. He said, yeah, for a long, long time y'all been working on this. Long time. You've been working on covering it up for a long time. Then when you couldn't cover it up no more, you know, I don't know what you've done, really. Pay it useless lip service, maybe? The abuse was still going on because it's not something that just goes away like that. On the contrary, he added, so that just don't willy-nilly go away, Sam. The Catholic Church has had to contend with a wave of cases involving pedophile priests in countries worldwide. From Ireland and the United States to Australia, whole world, got pedophile priests. Francis' comments followed a rare outcry last week from the Vatican's Women magazine, Women Church World, over the rape of nuns. You know, when you, just to hear, just say it with your own mouth, rape of nuns. That's really sick stuff if you've got nun rapers in your midst, you know. It said the victims felt forced to have abortions or raise children not recognized by their priestly fathers. Many complaints have been filed with the Vatican and have not been followed up, said Scarraffia, who raised the issue in the February issue of the Women Church World, a supplement distributed with the Vatican's Romano newspaper, whatever. I'm very much hope that a commission will be set up to investigate. Yeah, just keep investigating it. Just keep looking into it. You know, it's what I could solve. If I was put in charge of the Catholic Church, I could solve all these problems for them. Trust you me. We'd get to the bottom of this. We'd hang the pedophiles. You know, they would have pedophiled their last pedophile. Reports on such abuse are known to have been made from Chile to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Italy, India, Kenya, Peru, and the Ukraine. So it's a lengthy story. There's a bunch of worthless lip service toward the end of it. But I just wanted to let you know that this past week the Pope himself admitted that there is has been a massive wave of sexual slaves and nun rapes throughout the Catholic Church, and of course it's been covered up, as has been their other many disgusting. It's just, you know, what a world we live in. You know, the Catholic Church has always got all these pedophile charges, and these are, you know, something that an institution that should not be engaged in any of that. It's just a wash in it, you know, just a wash in it. And then you've got our own society here, you know, advocating killing live babies while, you know, discussing the sheer horror it is that a person dressed up in blackface 35 years ago. You know, I'm not that thin-skinned. I don't care if white people dress up in blackface, if black people dress up in whiteface. You know, they had the movie White Chicks that come out in the early 90s where two black guys dressed up as white girls to go to college or whatever. You know, if I don't like it, I'll just turn it or I won't watch it. I'm not sitting around just constantly trying to find something to be offended about. I'm offended, all right. I'm offended by a whole bunch of stuff. But it's not going to be some 35-year-old picture of someone dressed up in a costume. And, you know, I'm going to fall to pieces over that. But over here on the other side, they're talking about killing live babies. And, well, that's a woman's right and it's a woman's body. I mean, we are this nation, this country, this society. I believe in karma, and it's going to continue. This broadcast is not going to stop it. All the monuments to the Civil War coming down, let's all just get real, it's going to get much worse. It's got to before any change can happen. But you heard Monica last week. She said when the German people have had enough, it's going to be on. I don't know if the American people will ever get there or not, but if we don't, they are taking us straight down, and it could not be more obvious. And the bias by the news media against white people in this country could not be more blatant than it is. So everybody needs to get real about what the reality is here and who you can criticize and who you can't and who has the power and who doesn't. And this illusion of this two-party, one-party system that just continues to sell us out like Trump's going to do with legal immigration now, according to the Breitbart story. And it should be no surprise. I've got no faith in Donald Trump as some sort of savior of anything, you know? Of anything. And now we've got states that's electing these complete idiotic buffoons like Alexandria Cortez. Mark Dice did a video this past week about Alexandria Cortez. Let's go ahead and play video two, Mike.
On Thursday, Alexandria Crazy Eyes Cortez released her plan to save the world called the New Green Deal, which is a non-binding resolution that she hopes that everyone will follow in order to save our planet. I had to put in a lot of overtime fact-checking all the reports that I was seeing because I thought there was no way that they could be accurate. They had to be fake news. But what I'm about to tell you is true. In the outline posted on her official government website, it calls for, quote, a huge mobilization to create a renewable energy economy as fast as possible. We set a goal to get net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years, because we aren't sure that we're able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. Democrats have been concerned about cow farts for some time now, thinking that they're contributing to global warming. Crazy Eyes also hopes that by the government spending all of our tax money fighting climate change, that it will also provide everyone with, quote, a job with a family-sustaining wage, high-quality education, including higher education, aside from clean air and water, healthy food, high-quality health care, safe, affordable, adequate housing, and economic security for all of those who are unable or unwilling to work. So for those people who just don't want to work, they can get a UBI, a universal basic income, free money from the government for doing nothing. After being widely ridiculed by almost everyone, including Nancy Pelosi, she then deleted the FAQ section from her website. At first, I thought that the screenshots I was seeing online and the excerpts I was reading were satire, but I have the original document, and that's exactly what it says. And a lot of news outlets did report that she was promising money for those who were unwilling to work. The part about the farting cows is true, too, but they have since changed the language to say emissions from the cows. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because it gets even better. I saw someone posted this meme with a quote attributed to her saying, quote, we need to invent technology that's never even been invented yet. The memes about her are the best thing happening on the internet right now. But what makes this meme so funny is that this is actually a real quote. Snopes even fact-checked it. Did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say we need to invent technology that's never been invented? And they said, yes, it is correct. Oh, it gets even better. Not only is her plan going to save the world from global warming, it's also going to end racism.
Because today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America. That's what this agenda is all about. Because climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life. not just as a nation, but as a world.
So taxing us more is going to end racism and save the world? Am I hearing you right?
We should do it because we are an example to the world. That is why we should do it. And we need to save ourselves, and we can save the rest of the world with us. That is why we should do it.
This poor woman is in so far over her head, and she's so ignorant, but she means well, and she seems so sweet. It's like watching a three-year-old explain why everybody in the world should get along with one another. I took an x-ray of her skull and placed it next to that of an average American and put it on a t-shirt, which you can order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below, where it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, or hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. Or if that's not your style, there's a whole bunch of other cool shirts and coffee mugs over there, and your purchase helps keep this channel going. So I appreciate your support, guys.
All right, you know, from time to time, I love to play some Mark Dice. We do need some humor, but man, that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and some of that, she was talking about all buildings needed to be tore down or rebuilt or retrofitted for solar energy. We need to get rid of air travel and everything be on light rail. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's really amazing. And, you know, she's the new face. I mean, you can see the media. Obviously, well, we've got a congressman, 13th district here in North Carolina. You don't ever see him. He wasn't even pictured during the State of the Union. None, not any at all. And but you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the media's darling. So you can see that they're obviously intentionally promoting her. And, you know, they want to and the climate change, I go back, I know I say this practically every week, report from Iron Mountain, making the weather the enemy. And if climate is changing, if hurricanes are worse, if it's all from greenhouse gases, if all of it's totally true, how could you have any faith in the governments of these countries by taxing us more to do a gosh darn thing? What is anything they've done right? How has taxing us more benefited the native population any? What did you get out of the $20 trillion we're supposedly past bankrupt with the national debt? I didn't get anything. Did you benefit from the war in Afghanistan, the trillions that's been pissed away in Iraq and Syria and Libya? I didn't. I'm not one bit better off from all of that. And I totally reject that any of that debt is mine or I have anything to do with it. I didn't vote for it. I didn't, I didn't benefit from it. They can claim that all they want to. I totally reject the notion that I have anything to do with any of that money printed out of thin air, backed by nothing, and I'm supposed to be in debt to the federal government over it. But, you know, we talk a lot about the Second Amendment. We talk about your right to bear arms, how they're coming against the Second Amendment every kind of way. Connecticut State Representative Julian Gilchrist is pushing a 50% tax on ammunition now in her state. Gilchrist is willing to exempt the police and military. Well, how kind of her. From the impost. But homeowners worried about defending their lives and their families get no such break. In fact, Gilchrist questions how much ammunition a homeowner needs to carry out a viable defense. She tweeted, "I'm hearing pushback about the need to protect one's home, but how much ammunition does someone really need to do that?" Here, you know, again, they're pushing the notion that there's a Second Amendment so that you can protect your home. Like some of these liars promote the fact that the Second Amendment is there so you could deer hunt or what have you. Representative Julian Gilchrist, the Second Amendment is there so that the population, if and when they ever have enough of this tyranny, can rise up with their guns in hand and provide some justice to Washington, D.C., and to these state legislatures like you're in Connecticut. But you're going to see more legislation like this. We're seeing more of the red flag laws. Our own governor here in North Carolina is for these red flag laws. I mean, what kind of country do you live in when you can call up SWAT and tell them to go over to some house. You know, it's called swatting. And go over to some house. There's someone there with a gun or whatever. And they go over. It's all bogus. But the police, the SWAT team goes and kills the resident. That's called swatting. That goes on in this country, where people call up the police and have someone killed by the SWAT team that they wanted killed. Yeah. That's not breaking news. Yeah, that's went on. It's called swatting. That's the kind of police state, crazy country in which we live. You could be swatted. You know, like a fly, you're swatted by the SWAT team. The SWAT team comes and just busts in your house. You reach for your gun because you don't know what's going on. They shoot and kill you. And it was all done by some anonymous caller. Stay with us, back in moments.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Stu studio running down some of the crazy news of the week. Top of the hour, we're going to play the Frank Alex Jones clip. I got a couple of news stories. Then we'll have an extended time to take phone calls. Also, Chicago Brew, thank you for sending me that that clip. Thank you so much for that. We were talking about the Second Amendment. We were talking about tax on ammunition before the break. This past week, CBS Chicago News, new gun bill would require buyers to reveal social media history. We've talked about this before. Now the legislation is in play, or is coming into play in Chicago. This is something my community is demanding action on, said Representative Daniel Dydek, Democrat from Buffalo Grove. This is why Dydek is proposing gun buyers reveal their public social media accounts to Illinois police before they're approved for a firearm license. A lot of people who are having mental health issues will often post on their social media pages that they're about to hurt themselves. Dydek said, we need to give those people the help they need. Pro-gun groups are outraged when people look at this. Everyone who has a Facebook account or email account or Twitter account will be incensed, or should be, said Richard Pearson with the Illinois State Rifle Association. The ACLU is opposed to it as well. So, you know, you think about this. Once they get this stuff in place, and they're going to eventually for sure, to where they can look at your social media account. I know a bunch of people that's posted some of the dumbest stuff I've ever thought I'd see on social media. They put pictures of their guns. They put pictures of their bulletproof vest. You know, people make make comments about events like, say, the Las Vegas massacre. They might say something stupid on social media. I don't do any of that because I just don't have time. And this is what it's all going to lead to. Your whole social media life, your avatar, is going to affect your job placement, your ability to buy a gun. It's going to affect everything else, especially for the youth that's been on it now, you know, since they were teenagers or even younger and made dumb statements or whatever. This may be their best angle to really reduce the people's ability to buy guns legally, which, you know, we know that is their wet dream come true. So I just wanted to say the legislation's in place, or it's going through the process in Chicago. And so we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, when you've got buffoons and like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as lawmakers in the federal government, I mean, can you imagine some of the stupidity we might see out of this next Congress? Also, I've got several stories. A new weapon installed on Russian warships can make enemy soldiers miss targets by blinding them while also causing hallucinations and making them vomit. RT.com ran this story this past week. You would think, and it's a long story, but I tell you what, we come back, we're going to play the clip. Got a couple of news stories, then we will go to phone calls after or at the first break at least. Back in a moment, stay with me.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, We need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.